I do get upset when people think that the teachers aren't worth anything. That's not what we're trying to say. But what we're trying to do is we're trying to staff the neediest schools in our city with the strongest teachers.
And let's talk about the new vision. You mentioned a new vision. Let's see, what is it all about in terms of what sort of metrics are you looking at? What's the plan for next year and the plan for the subsequent years?
One of the new visions is that literacy is embedded across all content areas. So one of the things that the Common Core Learning Standards points out is that no matter what field you go into, you need to be very adept at reading comprehension and original writing. And so whether a student's in a science class, a social studies class, or the traditional English class, they need to be reading high-level texts and making sense of them, and then writing about their opinions and backing them up with claims from their texts or other sources. And what we find is that the middle school, a lot of teachers assume that students already know how to do these things. And a lot of teachers were high-performing students themselves, so it's very intuitive to them to understand a text. So we've had to equip our teachers across all content areas with how to teach, how to model and teach strategies to comprehend reading to students who, we found some of our students when they came in, they didn't even recognize that there had to be this inner voice in your head while you read, making sense of the text. And so we had a whole unit last year on just activating your inner voice and getting students to write on post-it notes what are the things they're thinking while they're reading. And we had students who in October said, "What do you mean? I'm not thinking anything." And so all teachers need to embed reading comprehension strategies in daily instruction and routines. Same goes for writing. Whether it's a science lab or an argumentative essay about a historical period of time, it can't be that just by having students write and submit papers, you've done your job as a teacher. It has to be that teachers are looking at student writing and teaching students, whether whole class, small group, or individually, how to make their writing better and taking students through multiple drafts. Some of our teachers last year at Middle School 22 made great gains in this work. They had students reviewing each other's writing and filling out graphic organizers to provide more evidence to support their claims. And those teachers easily met the criteria for the new school, whereas other teachers still haven't seen it as their role to learn these new strategies to help our students gain the reading and writing they need for high school and college.
Has there been sort of some sort of training program to get these teachers on board with these new skills?
We've had job-embedded training for the past 4 years. So unique to my school, unlike other turnaround schools, is I've been the principal there, and so it's been very clear what direction we're heading as a school, and it's aligned to citywide initiatives, national initiatives, and we've articulated the direction. We've spent millions of dollars on consultants coming into the building, working one-on-one, small group with teachers. I lead monthly faculty conferences that are just about these skills. And I don't just talk to the teachers about them. I run the faculty conferences like I want them to run their classrooms, where I'll present some information and they'll have time with their colleagues to process it and learn how to apply it to their directly to their lessons the very next day. And it was extremely clear during the interview process which teachers had been had grown from that experience and which teachers still hadn't adopted to the new changes in education.